I'm Davis Donovan. You know what? I think what's so special about being able to donate your car to the station is knowing that you can make a difference in a lot of different ways. It doesn't just have to be, you know, getting out your checkbook. You can make a difference by taking something that you love, that's taken you around, that's given you incredible adventures and taken you on incredible journeys, and send it on an incredible journey to us. Donate it to WSHU. Go to WSHU.org.
This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Bruce Blakeman gets blocked from public funds for his campaign for New York governor. Connecticut police look to crack down on distracted driving. Plus, the latest from WSHU's Good at Heart. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is being blocked from tapping millions of dollars in public funds for his gubernatorial campaign. The New York Public News Network's Jimmy Vielkind has more.
Democrats on the state Public Campaign Finance Board say the Republican candidate didn't file a form listing his running mate before the February deadline. On a party-line vote, they blocked him from matching funds. Republicans on the board say nobody told candidates they needed to file new forms. Vice Chair Brian Kolb voted no.
This is an abomination of trying to do bureaucratic nonsense to try to eliminate candidates.
Democratic Board Chair Barbara Lifton says they can't make exceptions.
There are rules, there's laws, there are regulations, and they have to be followed.
Governor Hochul said last month that she won't tap public matching funds. Her campaign has almost 20 times as much money as Blakeman. In Albany, I'm Jimmy Vielkind for the New York Public News Network.
Connecticut lawmakers want to spend far more on some of their top priorities than Governor Lamont's February budget proposal, nearly $150 million more. In fact, WSHU's Ebong Udama has the details.
Human services, education, and transportation are some of the areas where majority Democrats in the Connecticut General Assembly are spending more than Lamont had asked for. Tony Walker is the House co-chair of the Appropriations Committee.
We used a lot of the foundations the governor presented to us because there were some good ideas in there. We blended in with that with our subcommittee meetings.
Kathy Austin is the Senate co-chair of the committee.
We consider this a very serious, responsible budget for the people in the state of Connecticut.
Some of the minority Republicans on the Appropriations and the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committees voted against the plans. They criticized the Democrats for spending more money and increasing long-term debt without providing enough tax relief for taxpayers. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Connecticut police say they'll crack down on distracted driving in a new campaign. WSHU's Erin Pellegrini reports they have the backing of lawmakers.
Police will be increasing patrols and giving out more citations for drivers who take their eyes off the road. Democrats are proposing legislation that would expand the definition of distracted driving to include watching videos from behind the wheel. State Representative Kathy Kennedy of Orange said she wants people to think about others while on the road.
When you're reaching for something because you think that call is important, you've just pulled your steering wheel into another lane, and you likely would hit someone else. You could be going through a construction zone. So please think that when you're driving.
The campaign will run for the entirety of April. Police say they have already seen 36 traffic-related deaths this year. Erin Pellegrini, WSHU News.
A bicycle co-op in New Haven brings people together by fixing up bikes and matching them with those who need them. That story is coming up.
Music, news, podcasts, whenever you want. The WSHU app puts it all in one place, plus playlists to keep track of what you hear. And now it's even easier to connect with us by sending feedback through the app. Download the WSHU app today free on the App Store or Google Play.
Governor Hochul and New York State lawmakers have once again failed to meet the April 1st budget deadline. Lawmakers passed a short-term budget extender to keep the government funded while negotiations continue. Their sticking points include policy priorities and spending allocations. Two Connecticut chefs and one restaurant are finalists for the prestigious James Beard Award, two of them in Mystic, the Shipwright's Daughter and the Port of Call. The chef over at Materia Ristorante in Bantam is also a finalist. Winners will be announced in Chicago in June. The furniture store slash entertainment destination, Jordan's Furniture, could have to pay out up to $50 million in refunds if both UConn men's and women's teams reach the finals of the NCAA tournament. Both teams are currently one round away from the finals. Jordan's Furniture paid out more than $30 million on a similar promotion back in 2007. A bill working its way through the New York State Assembly would allow pet owners to claim a tax credit. They could get reimbursed for food, leashes, grooming supplies, and vet care. The tax credit would cover up to $300 a month for everyday expenses and more for vet care. Bradley Street Bicycle Co-op in New Haven brings people together by fixing up old bikes and matching them with people who need them. Good at Heart podcast host Randy Kay sat down with the co-op's general manager, Kyle Anthony, to find out how they boost their community with bikes.
Who do you help with your co-op and how do you do it?
The short answer is that we help anyone who's interested in bikes. People are able to come to us and learn. We're not a bike shop. That's kind of the thing that is different about what we do in the bike community. But we are a learning workshop and we're a community space. So we exist to create a nice space for people to come learn about their bikes, fix their bikes. We also sell bikes. We also donate bikes. So every year we save 700 bikes from landfills.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You save 700 bikes?
Yeah. Every year, 700 plus even. Our volunteers come in and we're there a couple days a week to help fix bikes, fix our bikes, fix people's bikes. It creates a nice, fun environment for everyone to learn in. And then we're able to turn 300 bikes a year around for people who need them. And 300 bikes a year around a year for people who need to buy them. So we have the ability to give bikes in a lot of different ways.
Wow. And it's all volunteer.
Well, we have a small staff. Mm-hmm. I'm one. And then we have a lead mechanic who's great and a couple of other mechanics and people who help out.
Tell us how this got started and why you were the one to do it.
So I love bikes. And I didn't actually start the bike co-op. Our good friend John Martin started the co-op 10 years ago. We mm-hmm. just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
John had the opportunity to clean out a building that his father owns. And in the process of cleaning the building out, he wanted to do something fun for himself and fun for community. He was freshly back in New Haven. So he just thought, well, I have tools and I have a bike stand and I've cleaned up the front half of this building. And every afternoon, maybe I could open the doors and see what happens. And on his first or second day of being there, he had a volunteer. He met other people in the cycling community who were trying to help. We built a partnership with Connecticut Mental Health Center.
Really?
And through that, we made a lot of friends and we started gathering a lot of bikes and fixing a lot of bikes and giving them out. And 10 years on, like the numbers grow every year and the our ability to reach people grows every year. Our volunteer base grows every year, and also our volunteer base changes every year. We have so many students in our cohort, in our core volunteer group.
Like from Yale and Southern.
Okay. I'd lived in New Haven for a long time. I'd moved away, and when I came back, I was looking for community and looking mm-hmm. for friends. I started going to the bike co-op just as a person who knew enough about some bikes to be a little helpful, and it blossomed into me showing up every day and getting to be the one of the big helpers.
What does a bicycle mean for someone who is in the Connecticut mental health system or unhoused? What difference can a working bicycle mean?
For sure. It's a lifeline. People who are trying to find jobs aren't always lucky to have jobs in their neighborhood or across the street from their house. So we do have a lot of people who they feel lucky to have found the job that they have, mm-hmm. but it is unfortunately out of town. They can take the bus, but the timings are inconvenient.
Right.
And then I meet a lot of people who just, they have another mile to go past the bus stop.
Right.
And they come to us and they they know that a bike will get them from point A to point B to point C to point D. And all of those points on the map are their jobs, doctor's appointments, family, friends, keeping them out in the world, keeping them in front of the people who are caring for them, mm-hmm. and keeping them there to care for the people that they care about.
Yeah.
So it really does, it makes a lot of difference for people's lives to be able to get where they need to go.
How can people help the co-op? How can people help you?
There are three main ways that people can help the co-op. One is if people have bikes in their garage or in their basement and they want them to go somewhere, they want them to have a second life, they should bring them by.
Save you a trip to the landfill.
Indeed. Any of our open hours, we're there to receive donations. So if you have one bike or 100 bikes in your basement, you should shoot us an email or give us a call or just come on by during our hours.
What about half a bike?
Half a bike, we'll take parts. We're happy to have anything. As long as it is a bicycle, we're happy to take it. Unfortunately, no e-bikes currently.
So that's number one.
Number one. Number two is if you have the funds to spare and you would like to know that your money is going directly to a positive learning experience for people and putting people on bikes who need them, we take financial donations.
From the website.
Yeah. Okay. The main thing is that a fully fixed bike is $100 to $200. We take what we get. We make a lot work with a very small amount. And then the third way is that...
Volunteers.
Yeah. I mean, it is a beautiful place to spend time and make friends. When I started volunteering at the co-op, it was a cool clubhouse. When I started working at the co-op, I realized how much the help that we give actually translates into it being a cool clubhouse. So it used to be clubhouse first. And now for me, it's the help. But I think that it can still be clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for a place to learn about bikes, you don't need to know anything about bikes. We're there to help you learn. And if you know anything about bikes and you are trying to just get your knowledge out into the world, the Bradley Street Bicycle Co-op is the place for you.
Final question. Why do you think we're here on Earth?
I think we're here to be here. And I think we're here to be here together. You know, I know that the world is a really lonely and can be a scary place. And it gets a lot easier to live in this world the less you have to be alone in it. So I'm always happy to be here, and I'm happier to be here with other people. So it's wonderful.
You can hear more about the Bradley Street Bicycle Co-op on our website, wshu.org. Good at Heart is sponsored in part by ProHealth Physicians. For the news you trust and music you love, listen on the radio, online at wshu.org, or you can download the free WSHU app. And for even more from this station, join us over on Instagram. We have a growing community of listeners on there. You can find us at WSHU Public Radio. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.